Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. And now it's time for Who Smarted. Hey, Smarty Pants, trusty narrator here with some sad news for you all. After 500 plus episodes of Who Smarted, this will be our last. We've simply run out of ideas. It turns out there's only so much smarting a human brain can handle. But don't worry, we're going out with a bang. For our last episode, we're talking about our most exciting topic yet, cardboard! Cardboard first appeared in 15th century China, and April Fools! Ha 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 ha! Did I get you, Smarty Pants? Were you fooled? Sorry if any of you got upset, but please rest assured we are definitely not out of ideas and Who Smarted is not going anywhere. We love smarting with you and making you laugh and learn. And today, you're going to learn all about April Fool's Day.
Oh, Trash Day! Can I help, please? Let me help,
First, why don't you tell me who you are, my overly enthusiastic friend wearing a fake nose glasses mustache combo and holding, is that dog poop?
The name's Joffrey, owner of Joffrey's Joke Emporium. We got all your practical joke needs covered. We got every gag, prank, souvenir, novelty, and potty trick you can think of. And some you can't.
Ah, so the dog poop is just fake.
This? No. My dog had to go, and I didn't have a bag, so. April Fools! Ah, come on, Trusty. That's one of the oldest tricks in the book.
Yep, you got me, Joffrey.
Actually, there's much older tricks than plastic dog poo. And Joffrey's Joke Emporium has got them all. Need a snake in a can? Woo! A flower that shoots water? Or a paper fish to stick on someone's back? Here we got those, too.
Wow, sounds like you'd be perfect to help me talk about April Fools. Wait, did you say a paper fish to stick on someone's back? What is that about?
Well, only one of the oldest April Fool's traditions ever. Trust me, Trusty. You can't do an episode on April Fool's Day without talking about the paper fish on the back trick.
Of course not. Everyone knows that. So, Joffrey, how did April Fool's Day start? Is it celebrated around the world? And do different places play different practical jokes on each other? Get ready for a big whiff of science, history, and pranks on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who Smarted?
Wow, Joffrey, your joke store is amazing. There's so much cool stuff.
Thanks, Trusty. From a boss-level jokester like you, that means a lot.
So the obvious first question is, how and when did April Fool's Day start?
Why don't you have a seat on this super comfy chair that's definitely not positioned directly above a dunk tank, and we'll dive right in.
Sure. Wow, you were right. This chair is comfy.
Now, you need to realize one of the coolest things about April Fool's Day is that its origins remain a total mystery. No one knows for sure how or when it started, but there are some pretty strong theories. One of them comes from the Hilaria Festival in ancient Rome. Hilaria is Latin for joyful or cheerful, and the festival was celebrated on March 25th, exactly 7 days before April 1st.
So what happened at this hilarious festival?
Well, the Hilaria Festival celebrated the goddess Cybele, and no one was allowed to be sad during the festival. It was all about rejoicing and playing games and even dressing up as other people and imitating them.
Huh, sounds pretty fun. I can kind of see how that's got a bit of a similar vibe to April Fool's Day, but it didn't really happen on April 1st.
All right, okay. Then how about this next April Fool's Day theory, eh? It comes from France in the 16th century. Just like the Hilaria Festival, the French had a celebration on March 25th. But theirs lasted 7 days and ended on April 1st. And April 1st was New Year's Day.
Huh? Is that another April Fool's Day trick? Smarty Pants, everyone knows New Year's Day is on January 1st, not April 1st. Nice try, Joffrey.
I know. It sounds like a prank, but it's not. Until then, April 1st used to be the start of the new year. However, by the mid-16th century, most of France had switched over to a new calendar that had New Year's Day on January 1st. And those people would make fun of anyone who still celebrated New Year's Day on April 1st by calling them fools.
Aha! April fools!
Exactly. Well, technically, they called them Poisson d'Avril.
Smarty Pants, what do you think Poisson d'Avril means? Is it A, April poison, B, April fish, or C, April fools? Surprising answer is B, April fish.
Yeah! The Poisson d'Avril. The fish of April, or April fish.
Why would they call them April fish? Wait a second, Joffrey. Didn't you mention something earlier about a paper fish on people's backs? Does that have to do with calling people April fish?
You got it, Trusty. The way you poke some lighthearted fun at someone on April 1st in 16th century France was by sticking a paper fish to their back. Then, when people saw it, they would shout out, Poisson d'Avril. April fish.
Ah, now it all makes sense.
Poisson d'Avril, Trusty.
Huh? Joffrey, did you just stick a fish on my back?
Oh, me? Nah, I would never.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, Smarty Pants, true or false, the April fish is still a practical joke celebrated on April Fool's Day in some countries. The answer is
true. In France, Italy, Belgium, and parts of Switzerland, the April fish tradition remains alive and well. Some bakeries and pastry shops in France even sell chocolates and pastries shaped like fish to commemorate this special day.
Yummy! But why did the French decide on a paper fish for their April Fool's tomfoolery? Why not a paper panda or paper donkey or paper monkey? What do you think, Smarty Pants? Did they choose the fish because A, fish are easy to catch and symbolize someone who was easy to fool? B, because it's easy to cut a fish shape out of paper. Or C, because fish famously can't take a joke.
If you guessed A, you're right. If you were able to stick a paper fish on someone's back without them noticing, they'd be considered easy to catch. Just like a fish is relatively easy to catch, eh?
What an interesting April Fool's tradition, Joffrey. Are there different April Fool's traditions in different parts of the world?
Sure are, Trusty. In Scotland and Ireland, there's a tradition where you give an unsuspecting person an important letter they have to deliver to someone. Huh? When the recipient opens the letter and reads it, they send the person to deliver it to someone else. And then to someone else. And then to someone else.
I don't get it. Why does the person keep delivering the same letter?
Because, Trusty, when the first recipient opens the letter to read it, all the letter says is, send the fool further.
That's a neat trick, Joffrey.
It comes from an old Scottish holiday, also celebrated on April 1st, called Hunty Gowk Day, or Hunt the Gowk Day.
Hunt the Gowk? Smarty Pants, what do you think a gowk is? Is it A, a letter, B, a fool, or C, a bird similar to a raven?
If you guessed B, fool, you're right.
Hey, Joffrey, this whole running around delivering a letter that never ends thing reminds me of the phrase, a fool's errand. Could that phrase have anything to do with this prank?
It sure does, Trusty. A fool's errand is defined as a task or chore that has no purpose. And as far back as 1561, there's a reference to April Fool's Day in a Flemish poem written by a fellow named Edouard de Denet. In the poem, an upper-class gentleman sends his servant out on a series of crazy errands for no reason. Eventually, the servant realizes it's April 1st, and all these tasks were simply fool's errands.
Oh, wow, Joffrey. Seems April 1st is just a time to be very silly.
Absolutely. But believe it or not, some places take their silliness very seriously. Like the city of Odessa in Ukraine. Since 1972, every April 1st, they've celebrated a day they call Humorina.
Does Humorina remind you of another holiday festival, Smarty Pants? Did you say Humorina sounds kind of like Hilaria, the festival of foolishness celebrated by the ancient Romans?
Hey, you're not far off, Trusty. Like Hilaria, Humorina is also a day of celebrating joy, laughter, and silliness. People gather in downtown Odessa, where there's a parade and clowns and performances by comedians and musicians, and everyone dresses in funny costumes.
Sounds fun, Joffrey, but I want to know more about April Fool's pranks. Like, are there any really famous ones? And have any April Fool's Day pranks ever gone too far?
Great question. There have definitely been some pretty famous April Fool's Day pranks played around the world. And not everyone found them funny.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear them. Right after this quick break and a word from our sponsors. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered. And all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted. Hey, Smarty Pants, I'm still here at Joffrey's Joke Emporium admiring all the cool gag gifts. Besides fake poop, he's got fake vomit, fake bugs, fake spilled milk, a fart machine, and jelly beans that taste like socks.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, the comfy chair you're sitting on is definitely not above a dunk tank.
Okay, if you say so. I will say this chair is really comfy.
Yep. And, hey, if you pull that lever over there, it gets even more comfortable.
Oh, yeah? It is a dunk tank. Joffrey!
Hey, pro fools! And, look, there's even some fish swimming in there. How did that happen?
Wonderful.
Oh, don't catch a cold, trusty. Here's a towel.
Huh, thanks.
Covered in itching powder.
Joffrey. Anyway, besides all the pranks you played on me, I was wondering if there were any famous April Fool's Day pranks.
Well, trusty, there have been quite a few over the years. In fact, in some countries, it's common for the big serious TV news stations to air one big pretend story on April Fool's Day. And the public has to guess which story is fake.
That sounds like a fun game. Right, Smarty Pants? Joffrey, can you give us an example?
Well, one of the most famous ones came out of England in 1957. Yeah, the British documentary series Panorama released a fake episode on April Fool's Day in 1957 about a family of Swiss farmers who grew spaghetti on trees.
Whoa.
The best part is, they waited a whole day to reveal to the public that the story was fake. In the meantime, lots of people called in to the BBC asking, excuse me, where could I buy my very own spaghetti plant? Spaghetti plant? What are you talking about?
People can be pretty gullible, Joffrey. Is that a snake?
Oh, you mean this rubber snake and toy rattle I'm holding? Anyway, what were you saying about gullible people here?
Point taken, Joffrey.
Another famous April Fool's stunt was carried out by Burger King in 1998. The fast food chain put out an ad on April Fool's Day advertising their new left-handed burger for left-handed customers.
Smarty Pants, do you know why that can't possibly be real? Did you say because burgers are round? They're exactly the same for left and right-handed people.
Apparently, a lot of left-handed people couldn't figure that out, which is why they marched into Burger King the next day, excited to order a left-handed burger, which, of course, didn't exist.
All this burger talk is making me hungry. Before I go get lunch, can you tell me an April Fool's Day prank that had huge consequences?
Sure! On April 1st, 2010, a newspaper in the Middle Eastern country of Jordan published an article about a local town being overtaken by aliens. And what was supposed to be an obvious and harmless joke wound up causing a huge panic. Yeah, kids were kept home from school, and the town's mayor began planning to evacuate all 13,000 residents so they wouldn't be attacked by aliens.
Oh, wow.
Luckily, the mayor discovered it was a hoax in time.
Whew. Well, Joffrey, I must say, this was the most informative April Fool's Day I've ever had. And no hard feelings about the dunk tank. In fact, let's call truce. No more pranking or fooling each other.
You got it, Trusty.
Hey, Trusty! Poisson Devril!
There's another fish on my back! Joffrey! An around the world shout out to Adele and Everly in Queensland, Australia. We're so glad you wrote to tell us how much your family loves the funny theme song, voices, and characters. And that you won't listen to audiobooks, but love listening to Who Smarted and sharing fun facts you've learned with your friends. This episode, April Fool's Day, was written by Foolish Phil Jeremy and voiced by Bo the Jokester Marie, Adam Pranks Davis, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hoodwinked Han. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is mischievous Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Sneaky Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.